Well, we will get to the scoring highlight here after the Ducks lose a tough one in Nashville in overtime, a 2-1 final. And we can go all the way back to the second period, because that's when the first goal of the game was actually scored. There was nothing offensively that beat the opposition goaltender. Both teams had chances, but it wasn't until a Ducks nemesis by the name of Colton Sissons got them the early lead.
Yeah, we've seen that guy before, and it was literally 4 seconds past the midpoint of regulation at the 10:04 mark of the second period that Sissons finally got the game's first goal. The Predators created this opportunity with some heavy pressure in the Ducks zone. Anaheim was able to get the puck out of the zone, but not all the way down the ice. Ducks were able to execute only a partial change of personnel, and when the Predators came flying right back into the Ducks zone, the Ducks were in a bad way, and Matt Duchene in on left wing able to put a pass that eluded Ducks defenseman Urho Vaakanainen, and Colton Sissons in front with a step on back-checking winger Jakob Silverberg. Sissons able to redirect the puck past John Gibson for Colton Sissons, just his second goal of the season. Matt Duchene and Tanner Janot with the assist. That gave Nashville a 1-0 lead.
And it stayed that way to a point in the third period when the Ducks were searching for their first goal, and guess who came up with it, Dan Wood?
Well, the Ducks did a terrific job in the third period, Steve. They outshot Nashville 16-7, were pressing hard for that tying goal, and they finally got it from Troy Terry, their leading goal scorer. Terry able to carry the puck from the left point across the ice to the inner edge of the opposite faceoff circle, and his shot went off the glove of Nashville goaltender UC Saros and across the goal line. Terry with his 10th of the season from Kevin Shattenkirk at 10:39. That tied the game 1-1 and ultimately forced overtime.
Yes, it did. And our play of the game will come in the overtime segment. It's brought to you by PDF Tron. PDF Tron, changing the way your business works with documents, giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks. Here's the game winner scored by the Preds. Back to play it. Trevor Zegras dropped it back. No one's there. Granlund going to play it. Open in front. A shot. They score! Roman Josi. Mistake in the Anaheim Ducks defensive zone. It's 2-1. Nashville wins with 1:10 to go in OT.
Yeah, just one of those things, really. In overtime, you often will see a team move the puck backwards to try to regroup and kind of settle things down. Ducks were under some pressure. Trevor Zegras had the puck on the left wing boards, attempted to throw it cross ice into the corner for his defenseman, Colton White. Unfortunately, White had made his way toward the Ducks bench, was not able to recover once he saw Zegras pass, and Mikael Granlund stepped in, picked up the puck for Nashville, moved it quickly to Matt Duchene, who fed Roman Josi on the left side, and Josi one-on-one against John Gibson was able to score the game winner at 3:50 of overtime. For Roman Josi, he now has 5 goals and 16 points in the past 14 games. This guy's a winner, and he came up with the winner here tonight.
All right, we'll bring in Josh. We'll get one thought from all of us before we head to the airport. All ahead on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Thank you so much.
That's the sound of Wendy getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be providing her groceries during the holidays. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And during Happy Honda Days, we can help you too with 1.9% APR financing on an award-winning Honda, like the 2022 Pilot or Ridgeline. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services. Length of contract limited. Expires 1/3/23.
It's pro time because at Lowe's, it's Provember. Save big with inventory you can count on, like Flex products or DeWalt power tools starting at just $99. Plus, Lowe's MVPs members earn up to 3 times bonus points per dollar on select items. Save all Provember long. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. MVP's Pro Rewards Program terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/L/Pro Loyalty Terms. Subject to change. Prices valid from 10/17/22 to 2/3/23 or until supplies last.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on Ducks Stream. This is the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn.
All right. Final segment, Steve Carroll, Dan Wood, Josh Brewster. And Josh Brewster, are you ready to give your thoughts on this tough loss in overtime?
Yes, indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't feel too bad here. I think that most Ducks fans should feel pretty good. This was 60 minutes. This was a 60-minute effort. And, you know, the Ducks really started to gel in terms of making life more difficult for UC Saros as the second period drew into the third period. So, you know, I hate losing the extra point here, but I like what I saw out of the Ducks in terms of the fight and the dog, and I don't think they started late. I thought they went wire to wire 60 minutes, well, 60-plus minutes tonight. It's unfortunate. You have a giveaway. They make you, Roman Josi makes you pay the price, but we get a point. I think that's pretty good for this club right now.
You know, Josh, the thing I will add to that is not only did the Ducks put forth a complete effort tonight, but they got better as the game went along. The Ducks' yes. best period was the third when they got the tying goal from Troy Terry and really carried the play in that third period. And I think on the road against a pretty good hockey team, there's a lot to be said for that. And, you know, let's not overlook John Gibson tonight. He was terrific. And it's a shame when you give up only one goal in regulation and two, including the overtime goal. It's a shame that Gibson doesn't come out with a victory tonight. But as he does so often, he gave the Ducks every opportunity to win. And I think we also need to throw some kudos Troy Terry's way, because this guy is becoming a really top-flight player in this league. And not only is he skilled and talented and fun to watch, but he has a knack for the dramatic. And he comes up with that tying goal midway through the third period. Troy Terry just continues to develop into a better and better hockey player. And that is great news for the Anaheim Ducks going forward. And on the game-deciding goal, you know, honestly, I'm not sure whether you're going to put the responsibility for that on Trevor Zegras or on Colton White, because no, if you're Zegras, you don't want to throw the puck to somewhere where you don't have a teammate. But on the other hand, I'm not so sure White should have been headed to the bench there that quickly when the puck is still in the D zone. So again, that's one of those things that maybe is a communication issue between players. And we talked to General Manager Pat Verbeek today. He touched on the trust factor that players have to develop with each other. And, you know, that's still a work in progress for the Ducks, and it might have cost them a point here tonight.
All right, Josh, who do you have on Ducks calls tonight?
Well, your old buddy Pete Weber, a great friend of the show and a great broadcaster, and, you know, I think the world of Pete. He's been the voice of the Predators since day one. Looking forward to some great Ducks talk, Preds talk, NHL talk coming up on Duck Calls.
All right, we have a game coming up against the Dallas Stars on Thursday. So I want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast tonight. Our engineers here, they're two of the best in the NHL. Of course, our guy back at the studio, he's great too. And for Josh Brewster, Dan Wood, I'm Steve Carroll. Again, the final score in overtime, and Nashville defeats Anaheim 2-1. We'll talk to you from Dallas, Texas, Thursday night. You've been listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
The classic hits from yesterday bring you just the right hit of nostalgia. With chart-topping songs that never go out of style. All spinning on TuneIn's classic hit station. We're talking iconic hits from the greats, like Madonna. Elton John. The Master, Prince. And so many more. The best part? It's all spinning every day on all your devices on TuneIn's classic hit station. So go grab TuneIn for the best listening.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Duck Calls, your Anaheim Ducks post-game show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. We're taking your calls, Duck fans, at 714-940-2888. 714-940-2888 tonight. In overtime, Preds 2, Ducks 1. I'm not that disappointed. I know we didn't get the extra point. But, you know, it's interesting. I saw a team the other night blow a two-goal lead with 5 minutes left and then go into overtime and lose. That's not what we're dealing with here tonight. There's a few really nice performances here tonight, but I'm going to start with this. Believe it or not, I think the man of the hour, for me personally, is Urho Vaakanainen. I'm really happy to see him get into the action tonight. This was the guy we got for Hampus Lindholm amidst all the other picks we got. And I know that he had fumbled a puck on the goal that Nashville scored, but that was a five-man effort. We could have gotten that puck out. It's not on him, okay? I know he was on the ice, but it's not on him. I got to say, I think our defense got an upgrade today. I really do. I think Vaakanainen was good along the wall. I thought he was keeping pucks in at the blue line when he could. I thought he was getting pucks out of the defensive zone when he could. So I'm going to give a tip of the cap. I mean, this guy took a serious hit in the preseason, and I'm happy to see him now. It's a 23rd game of the season, but I really think Urho Vaakanainen just upgraded our defense tonight. So give me a call, 714-940-2888. And now we're going to move on to one of the other men of the hour, John Gibson. What a fine performance tonight. It was a goaltending duel. And if you notice, in the third period, unless I'm mistaken, the big saves were all up to Juuse Saros in the third. Because the Ducks had really started to gel in the second half of this game and get some of that offensive zone time. They were losing the offensive zone time battle, even though they were playing pretty well. We just needed more time, and we needed to create some more chaos in front of him. We needed to manufacture some rebounds. I think that was a little slow in coming tonight, but it ultimately came. And so John Gibson, I mean, point-blank save on Tanner Jeannot, you know, and then Jakob Trenin is in alone, another big save. Later in the game, there's this huge lateral save on Matt Duchene, and just before that, a great save in traffic on a tip by Cole Smith. Nashville could have gone up 4-0 in this game with lesser goaltending. You know, and it's interesting. It's just one of those things. You know, the Nashville Predators, they're known for their defensive prowess. They really are. But I think that the Ducks did a good job tonight. I would have liked to see the zone entries be a little more efficient with passing, maybe not quite as many dumps. But as the game went on, you know, we're only down by one. We played a good road game, so I'm pretty happy about what I saw tonight in most regards. You can give me a call, 714-940-2888. What do you think of the game tonight? I like taking the point on the road. The Ducks need it. The Ducks need every point they can get. It's too bad that we had a miscue in overtime. Again, we're not, as the guys were just saying, who knows whether it was on Colton White to leave the ice too soon or whether Trevor Zegras just coughed it up and then Roman Josi made us pay. Who knows? But whatever. Look, it's an overtime loss. It's our first overtime loss of the season, by the way. And a 5-on-5. 5-on-5 all night. We did not get any power play opportunities. The only other time this year where we did not have any power play opportunities was in a shootout win at San Jose. So that was interesting. We obviously played a lot of 5-on-5 tonight. But I'll say this, 60 minutes. I think the Ducks came out of the gate strong. I think they went wire to wire in this game strong. And, you know, they're coming along here. I like that they were able to keep this thing close. And obviously, John Gibson, stellar performance. And Troy Terry, you know, it's interesting. I've made a lot of comments recently about the East Coast bias, which I believe in firmly because I don't think the writers stay up late enough to watch a lot of our games. Tonight, maybe they'll see it because it's a little earlier. It's a Central time zone game. Boy, Troy Terry, I hope all the writers are paying attention because, you know, this guy knows how to make big plays at big times, and he certainly did tonight. So Troy Terry, it just continues. His star continues to ascend. So it's 2-1 tonight, the Predators over the Ducks. We could not manufacture more goals. I think that we needed more chaos in front of UC Saros for a lot of the night. That's just going to have to come. Hopefully we can work on that. But I just felt like if you're not getting rebounds and a lot of screens, UC Saros is probably going to make you pay. And tonight he was spectacular. Our goaltender was spectacular. And it was just a great goaltending duel. And by the way, great to see John Gibson back in the nets for us after getting banged up in our previous game. So it's just one of those things. So let's do this. Let's take a little commercial break here on Duck Calls, and we're going to give a call over to Pete Weber, one of the all-time great broadcasters, play-by-play guys in NHL history, if you ask me, and always been a great friend of this show and a great guest. So let's call Pete Weber now, and I will be right back. 714-940-2888, Duck Calls on Duck Stream.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Muse, Will of the People, World Tour. April 12th, Honda Center. Muse. With special guests, Evan Evans. And Highly Suspect, Will of the People. The new album, available now. Tickets are on sale now at muse.mu. Muse, produced by ADG Presents.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Ducks hockey is the way. Star Wars Night returns to the Honda Center on Tuesday, December 6th, when they battle the Carolina Hurricanes. Those who purchase a Star Wars Night ticket pack will receive a limited edition Man Ducklorian t-shirt Get yours now at AnaheimDucks.com/force. Well, my guest tonight is a force of nature unto himself. He's been the voice of the Preds since day one of the Preds. Great career. There's just no two ways about it. And he's always a great guest. And here he is now, Mr. Pete Weber. How you doing tonight, buddy? How you doing there, Pete?
Good, Josh. How are you?
Good, good, good. Well, listen, I wish I had an extra point, but I thought the Ducks played a good game tonight. I thought they went wire to wire, and you had a great goaltending, duel tonight.
It was a great goaltending duel, and particularly I think we saw that from about the midpoint of the second period on, when it was just a case of, at that point, John Gibson stepping up and making sure that he kept this as close to a double clean sheet as he could.
Yes, indeed. Pete, before we get into this, tell me a little more. We've heard about the water main break. And, you know, as they say, and every homeowner can identify with this, even an inch or two of water is a real bad situation. There's a lot more than an inch of water, and here we are. It must have been quite a Herculean effort by everybody involved to get this thing back up and running.
They put a list of vendors who were involved in the cleanup since Friday morning here up on the scoreboard tonight, and they got a pretty nice ovation for their efforts. I did a sit-down interview on, was it Sunday? Yeah, with Peter Forsberg, who was back in town. He was initially coming in for the game that was, shall we say, effectively rained out on Friday against his old team, the Avs. And then he was staying in town with some pals from Sweden for the Titans game yesterday. So he has had a great career, obviously, going around the league, but he had a big impact here in a very brief period of time.
Well, Pete, everybody's heard what I had to say before I pulled you up here, so I'm going to get your thoughts on the game in general. I'll just start with this. I'll start with this. UC Saros, you better bring the chaos. You need rebounds. You need screens. You need traffic. And in fairness to the Ducks, I think that they started to gel on the in the offensive zone as the, after the halfway point of the game. I thought they looked a lot better.
Yeah.
But boy, you really got to distract him.
Yes, you do. And you've got to try to use as many big guys as you can in front of the net to that great. It's kind of harsh, but to take away the goaltender's eyes. Because that really is your only chance.
Yeah, indeed. So why don't you give me your take on the game tonight, Pete, from the Nashville perspective, and then, of course, you can tell me what you thought of what the Ducks were doing out there.
Well, I thought the Ducks worked very, very hard. I thought that it was a game that was not all that entertaining. Both sides seemed confident in slowing things down a little bit, and just trying to hope to get the breaks when and if they might occur. This was a game that the Ducks, I think, certainly outperformed their record for this season coming in. And I think, and I watched the last game as well, and I think that they looked pretty darn good in that regard. But the Predators did not make the most of many of their situations, and it was, well, sort of like what people were saying to me between the first and second period, and that it looked like Nashville was rusty and the Ducks were tired, and they have really run the gauntlet the last little bit.
So tonight, Pete, we got to talk about our budding star here. I mean, Trevor Zegras he's got it, but I got to talk about Troy Terry. It's his 10th goal of the season. It's a big play at the right time. And, you know, there's just something about timing and big play capabilities that you can't bottle it. And this is a guy, Pete, that really is starting to emerge. This is his 10th goal of the season. He's up to 24 points.
Yeah, and he is a guy that just seems to be someone who is always ready to step in, a veteran presence who can have a chance to do that and just that. And, yeah, I like the guy a lot. And I got to tell you, I'm still someone who enjoys watching Cam Fowler. And to me, I think I feel like I'm still talking about an 18-year-old. And I know that's no longer the case.
Yeah.
But he is such a force from the blue line. something special.
Well, you know, Pete, I'm going to be – now the audience is going to have to forgive me because I'm going to be a broken record on this one. I'm glad you brought up Cam Fowler. Pete, I'm going to tell you, we've had trouble. The last few seasons, the Ducks have had trouble scoring goals, okay? And so we've struggled.
Yep.
You put him on any club that's in, let's say, the top 10 in goal scoring, he would be so much better known. I really believe, Pete, that Cam is one of the most underrated players in the game. You open up a magazine and they say, all right, we're going to list the top 10 defensemen. He's never anywhere near.
Yeah.
He never get. You know what I'm saying? And I know we play all our games real late out here. That doesn't help. But I got to tell you, if you put him out there with any club that can really score, I mean, I think that a lot of people would really see what we have here in Cam Fowler, Pete, which
yeah.
is why I'm glad you brought it up.
I think that, to be fair for people for this sort of exposure, that maybe they should mandate so many games a week be played in the Eastern or Central time zone, whether they're on the West Coast or not. And just to, you know, take that and make that work, because I think it would.
Well, you know, Pete, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be coming out with an article pretty soon about the Selke Trophy.
Okay.
And I think that it gets rubber stamped because it's very subjective. But I also think it gets rubber stamped with sort of a time zone bias. There's only like three players.
There's no question.
There's only two players in the Pacific time zone who have ever won the Selke Trophy, Andrei Kopitar twice and Ryan Kessler once. There's 44 Selke
yeah.
trophies. And it never goes to anybody in the Mountain or Pacific time zones.
No, it doesn't. And I'm particularly, shall we say, in tune with all that from my time years ago with the Kings and knowing what it was like to try to get any sort of recognition for some of the players there. And I think that really sort of put a shroud over the magnificence of Marcel Dion.
Good point. Now, I want you to tell me about a newcomer to your lineup, a Finnish kid, Juuso Parsson, and his father,
yes.
I understand, played in the National Hockey League. This is, you know, we see quite a bit of the Preds, so why don't you tell me a little bit about Juuso Parsson, because I think this is, he didn't score tonight, he wasn't in on scoring, but I think he is an emerging talent here, and it may be a kind of a diamond in the rough situation.
We were shocked when he was sent down after training camp, because none of us thought that he should be. And that's how impressed we were with him in the limited time we had with training camp here, because we had to make the trip over to Switzerland and to the Czech Republic, or Czechia, as it's being called now. And maybe that shortchanged him a little bit. But since he's come up, he's absolutely looked like he belongs. And no question on that.
And then Philip Forsberg, you know, he gets the big deal, but he has certainly delivered the points thus far for you guys.
Yes, he has. And then I got his non-related cousin, if you will, on camera for a while on Sunday. One of the few things we got back in the building over the weekend. So Peter was here to give me some stories from his career. And then I even got him to do his impression that he did while he was with the Philadelphia Flyers of Allen Iverson, talking about practice.
Well, now you're going to have to let me know when I can see that, because that should be a good bit of audio or video, whatever you've got there. So Pete, let's click back to the Ducks here. Why don't you give me your impressions?
Yeah.
You know, the club has struggled, but you know,
yes.
we have some young guys up and coming. There's, you know, there's a lot going on with our lineup here, but you know, what is your impression of the Ducks thus far? And you know, what do you foresee as the season unfolds? Do you see the Ducks writing a few better chapters? What might be the keys
yeah.
for them to do that? What do you like? What do you not like?
I definitely like what I see of the guys they can throw on the ice. And, you know, I'm thinking not just of guys like Derek Grant, who played here before, but I liked Maxime Comtois when I saw him last year, and certainly familiar with Dmitry Kulikov and Kevin Shattenkirk. I'd like to see what they could be if Jamie Drysdale gets back from his labrum surgery, and then John Klingberg, after being such a late in the off-season signee. Those are two guys on defense that I think, along with Kulikov and Fowler, really help this club along and probably take some of the pressure off their forwards. that really get, I think, overly magnified because of them being out of the lineup. And then Mason McTavish. Didn't get to see too much of him tonight, but he's 19 years of age, playing in the National Hockey League right now. And I think that he has the chance to be somebody special. So, Ducks fans, don't despair. I think there is a chance there that you could have some very good players, some emerging players, and turn into something that is much better than what you've been witnessing the last few weeks.
Hey, Pete, let's turn our attention to some goings-on around the NHL. It'll give you a chance to comment on these things. There's an 8-year, $67.6 million deal for Roope Hintz of the Dallas Stars. Not for you, Pete, for Roope Hintz.
Yes. I was looking forward to that. I'm sorry. You had me all excited.
Yes, Pete, you are the big winner tonight. We're giving you $67 million. Well, it's big money for a deserving player. And, you know, he's out there with Jason Robertson. And I was commenting earlier in the intermission. You know your organization's in good shape when, you know, let's say, for example, a longtime top-line player like Tyler Seguin is upstaged by the next generation. Then you know you're in the right direction. Yeah. And between Robertson and Hintz, you can't blame the Stars for locking them up.
No, and we certainly saw a lot of those two younger players in the course of the last two seasons and in the playoffs 2 years ago. They are, I think, outstanding finds by the Dallas scouting staff. And let's see, you know, everybody has to have that hope, and I think they have legitimate hope for the future. And in just a little while, there's going to be some big tickets coming off the Dallas payroll.
Yeah, indeed. Let's talk now about it's probably the game of the night in the NHL, and that is the Florida Panthers and Matt Tkachuk go into Calgary. It's in the third period right now. It's 4-2 Flames. But, you know, I'm still fascinated by such a huge trade. So I got to talk about it. Now, John Huberdeau tonight has a goal, just to update you. I know he's struggled in that department. He's got a goal for the Flames, and the Flames are up right now. But Matt Tkachuk, it's a big facelift. When you bring in a player who's got that much jam to be your top guy for the Panthers, Panthers haven't set the world on fire, but as I was talking earlier, I've seen them set the world on fire and then fizzle in the playoffs. Maybe the Panthers are building to something, but that's a big game. That's a big game tonight.
Yes, it was. How many times did Tkachuk get cheered this evening?
You know, I probably not at all, but we're focusing on this one. I haven't had a chance to look. I can only imagine, but I wouldn't boo him because you might be poking the bear there, Pete. You know what I mean?
Yes, it might very well be. Absolutely. The same thing as what I would see on occasion here with the old Blues and Predators rivalry with his father.
Yeah, indeed. I'll tell you, boy, there's something genetic in the Tkachuk bloodline. When you look at how Brady plays and how Matt plays and how their father played, and I just find him a very, very interesting player. So it's an interesting night there in Calgary. We'll see who comes out on top.
I'd like to see a documentary done on all the branches of that family, including Tom Fitzgerald and then his kids who are playing. Thomas's first cousin of Keith, and on down the line. Kevin Hayes. I mean, those guys, they all grew up together. What a hockey environment that had to be.
Indeed. Hey, Pete, I don't know if you've paid any attention to the Seattle Kraken, but, you know, I'm fascinated by this club as well. This is a pretty quick jump that they've taken. Now, right now in the first period, it's 3-2 Kraken over the Kings at crypto.com here in Los Angeles. But, you know, we've seen the Kraken recently, and, you know, they pulled in Oliver Bjorkstrand, and Burakovsky is back with them, and they seem to have a little bit of depth. And then, you know, you mentioned Mason McTavish, the guy drafted right before him, Matty Beniers, certainly adding and ascending from where he was, where he started last year. Give me your take on the Seattle Kraken. I don't know if they can go wire to wire this season, but boy, they're surprising a lot of folks now.
Well, at least they have a little bit of depth now, Josh, and I think that makes a huge difference for them. But, you know, maybe one or two injuries, and that whole idea there is punctured, and that's what you have to watch out for. But I think that what they did, and it wasn't a come-on season like, you know, Vegas Golden Knights had their first year, but it well could be. Who knows? It might be better than the Vegas Golden Knights have been the last 2 years. And I think that's all possible. So I think it's fun to watch this team develop. I have enjoyed being a part of this expansion team here. It's, you know, past expansion time, 24, 25 years now. But it's always great to watch how they get developed. And it is possible now the last two expansion drafts to get established a little bit more quickly, since the drafts were far more liberal than they were when the Predators and everybody else came to be.
Yeah, and that has been a key as well. And since we're talking about the most recent expansion clubs, let's talk about the Vegas Golden Knights for a moment, because I got to tell you, look, I'm the first genius who comes out and says, you know, they got three goaltenders. That means they don't have one. All they think that the ownership
right.
thinks this is the ownership thinks this is fantasy hockey. They're always wheeling and dealing. They're going to go down like a ton of bricks. And of course, who's wrong? I'm wrong. Of course, I'm wrong. So tell me about the Vegas Golden Knights. They've taken a different path than the Seattle Kraken have. But it's certainly interesting, and they're getting some results here.
Yeah, patience, not a word in the lexicon of the Golden Knights. Their idea of patience is like giving them the definition from the show Airplane. Patience, what is that? It's a large building. But that's the thing. I mean, you don't know what is going to work and what is not going to work, but they have an owner who drives them to be the best they can every day. Bill Foley has done that, and he's not going to apologize for it, and why should he? Look, it's worked.
Yes, indeed it has. Well, I'll tell you something else that always works. Having Pete Weber on Duck Calls always works. And so, Pete, I want to say thank you so much again. You know I'll be calling to bug you again real soon, as soon as I possibly can.
All right.
I love having you on the show, and congrats on such a great career and many, many more years to come. So, Pete, thank you so much for joining me on Duck Calls again.
Thank you. I'm not looking
All
forward
right.
to cutting it short anytime soon.
All right. Very good. There's Pete Weber, folks. I'll tell you what, let me take a little break here on Duck Calls. I'll come back with the out-of-town scores, and if you want to ring me up, 714-940-2888. Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I will be right back.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down three positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Get your free Wild Wing Nutcracker, presented by Impact, on Friday, December 23rd, when the Ducks take on the Calgary Flames at 7:30 p.m. Only the first 10,000 fans in attendance will receive this figurine, so get to Honda Center early. Reserve your seats now at AnaheimDucks.com/quacker. AnaheimDucks.com/quacker. If you've been to Honda Center, you've seen the little preview image of Wild Wing. as I always say, Wild Wing, one of the great actors of our time. He plays so many different roles. One day he's a nutquacker. One day he's a troll. It's been an amazing career as a performer for Wild Wing. Maybe one day Wild Wing will be on Duck Calls if I'm so fortunate. Let me catch you up on some out of town scores. If you want to ring in 714-940-2888, it's 2-1. It's a loss in overtime tonight, so we get a point. I feel okay about this. I really do. I wish the Ducks had 2 points tonight, but I feel real good about the way they play. Just to recap a couple of my thoughts, John Gibson played out of his head. So did UC Saros. It was a great goaltending battle. Ducks played 60 minutes plus. It was all 5-on-5. We didn't get any breaks in the penalty department, so we didn't get a power play. And especially after scoring 3 power play goals, I would have loved to have seen it. Earl Vaakanainen, welcome. It wasn't an earth-shattering performance, but I got to tell you something. Our defense got an upgrade today with his presence, so I look forward to it. I also look forward to, as things unfold, maybe even a little greater competition for some roster spots. You know, as December flows into January, you do wonder whether we might get to see some San Diego Gulls get a crack or, you know, get another shot back up here in the bigs. So good stuff tonight, and I think that I just don't think there was anything sloppy about the Ducks' performance tonight. And so, you know, pretty good. I'll take the point. You know, I'm from the era when we used to have ties. So I would have been happy to walk out of the building with a tie tonight, but was not meant to be. All right. In the NHL tonight, in overtime, the Hurricanes 3, the Penguins 2. It's Brett Pesce with his second goal of the season in overtime. Andrei Svechnikov is up to 14 goals now for the Carolina Hurricanes. On the Penguins' side of the ledger, Sidney Crosby gets his 12th goal of the season, Jake Guentzel his 11th. Penguins a little up and down as well. Flyers 3, Islanders 1. This is in Philly tonight. Pete mentioned Kevin Hayes. 2 goals for Kevin Hayes tonight. And the Flyers, who are now 8-10-5, they had cooled off. But they're looking, you know, looking respectable again, which is good for John Tortorella's club. Avalanche go into Winnipeg and they lose 5-0. Jets 5, Avalanche nothing tonight. Connor Hellebuck, there's that name again. I'm telling you now, I think there might be another Vezina on the horizon for him. We will see how the rest of the season shakes out, but he's got to be up there in your thoughts of who is the contender. Jets are now 8 games above 500. The Avalanche are 5 games above 500. So tonight for the Jets, Blake Wheeler with the hat trick, up to 7 goals. Now Mark Scheifele gets his 12th. And Josh Morrissey, who is one of the 3 stars of the week, gets his 5th goal of the season. You got to love a defenseman who can do that. All right, I mentioned the Flames and the Panthers. The Flames are up 4-2 in Calgary right now in the third period. The Capitals go into Vancouver tonight. Both clubs struggling. It's in the second period. It's 3-1, the Capitals over the Canucks. Alexander Ovechkin, 2 goals. He's up to 13 on the season. And for the Canucks, it's Nils Höglander with his 2nd. We were talking about the Kraken. They're going in to play the Kings tonight. It's the end of the first period downtown L.A. It's 3-3. Active first period. Matty Beniers gets his 8th. Remember, he's the guy drafted right before Mason McTavish. And I'll also want to interject, I think Mason McTavish is looking really good. He's not getting some of the ice time that some of his fellow rookies are getting toward the top of the, you know, the rookie charts. But boy, I think he's really started strong here. And I'm not the coach, but I got to say, you can give him 17 or 18 minutes a night. I don't think it would hurt. I really don't. I think this kid is ready to do more and more. Don't blame him for kind of parsing out the ice time earlier in the season, but I think McTavish is ready for more responsibility. Sharks 4, Canadiens nothing. And then the Lightning go into Boston. Guess who wins? It's the Bruins. I've talked enough about the Bruins lately. The Lightning the other night, down by 2 goals late in Buffalo. They score 2 goals in the last 5 minutes, go into overtime and clobber the Sabres. So that's an interesting Eastern Division tilt. Atlantic Division tilt, Eastern Conference tilt. But boy, that could be a very big playoff matchup. Tampa against Boston. Could you imagine seeing that one? Tampa looking very, very strong. They know how to win late in the season. We're talking about the Florida Panthers, whether maybe, you know, winning the President's Trophy, you know, that was all great, but are they now built to survive when the season gets tougher, draws to a close? Are the Panthers ready to go when the playoffs come? That'll be interesting to see, because they've been a bit of a disappointment. All right. Well, to me, I'm not disappointed tonight about the Anaheim Ducks. 2-1, we lose in overtime. It's the first time we've lost in overtime this season. So, hey, 60-minute effort. Good job, guys. And I will be back on Thursday, so let's get out of here. We're going to go to Dallas, Texas, take on the Stars with their newly enriched Roope Hintz, Jason Robertson. And let's see if we can contain those guys. There will be a test for our defense. Dallas playing so well. Should be a very exciting game. Thank you for listening to Duck Calls, and thank you to the great Pete Weber. I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light Station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
If you're a real sports fan, and let's be real, since you're listening to this broadcast, you definitely are, then you have to check out TuneIn. The all-in-one audio platform brings all your favorite sports content together in one place. That's live broadcasts like this one, plus local sports talk. But it's way more than that. If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll get the best audio sports package available. With live play-by-play of every other NHL game and the top college football games.
The double pass here. Back to Hall. Got a bevy of blockers in front of him. Hall with a house call. Touchdown.
ESPN Radio, completely commercial-free.
That you can still wait and take a wait-and-see approach. But when you're 73-9 and when an argument
plus is ad-free music and news just to sweeten the pot. So, are you ready for the ultimate sports audio package? Check out TuneIn Premium now.
Between live hockey and sports talk, you listen to a lot of audio. We're here to let you know about TuneIn, the app that brings all of your favorite audio together. So whether you're listening to Duck Stream for live hockey action,
drive score!
Breaking news from the sources you trust.
I think Mark's overreacting to this.
Music for whatever mood you're in, or anything in between, TuneIn is the app that you need. Plus, because it's available on all your devices, you can take it anywhere. So check it out. Grab TuneIn on your computer or on your mobile device. Hear your world with TuneIn.
Okay, can I have everybody's attention for just a second?
Morgan's media planning firm just landed a multi-million dollar client.
Because we won the pitch.
She needs to staff up before trafficking hits a traffic jam.
So we're going to need research, planning, buying, obviously, and probably data analytics.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for continued coverage on Duck Stream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, powered by TuneIn.